This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
So, 45-year-old Christopher Stein lived a long, good life, being a strong man, and didn't compromise on his morals, and didn't back down. When he got the death threats and all the rest of it for exposing the Clinton crime syndicate, he didn't go away. In fact, he put out a best-selling book. By the way, I'm going to contact the family and make sure we buy a bunch of those. And that's one directive with the purchasing crew over there. I want to make sure that happens. So I told Chris Scott I'd buy some of his book. That hasn't happened yet because I want to buy the book. I want to buy 10,000 at least of the book that that Mr. Christopher Stein put out, because that's something they definitely don't want us reading. And they want to send a message that you don't expose and surveil the Justice Department and the FBI while we're slicing up and selling this country off. Or we'll kill you because we're real tough. Yeah, you're real tough. God is going to cut you down. I would not want to be you. By the way, you don't just face God after you die. I'm only explaining this to people. People call it karma, or what goes around comes around. You know, reap what you sow. In my life, I never even wanted to do bad stuff, and every time I did, bad stuff happened right after. I mean, I got a great life, knock on wood, because I really am a pretty good person. And I really want it. I treat people like I want to be treated. And when I don't do that, I'm guilty, okay? And I try to make it better. I run around all these other people, man. They just think that's weak or stupid. No, what's weak is and you think you're going to get away with it forever. You're not going to get away with it. But it doesn't matter. It's the way history works. It's what's supposed to happen. So you're just going to have to learn. I'm just glad they didn't kill his family in front of him. So that's what they do. Or vice versa. They tie you up, kill your family, then they kill you. It's their favorite thing. And I've already explained this. I love my family so much that I know there's no future if we don't beat these globalists. So I've taken out of my mind the opposite of a sociopath, but to where just my family, everything's collateral damage. Because it's a war. It's not like I asked for this. I can't let threats against my family govern me and make me stop what I'm doing. But I will not leave on the chessboard the chance of them having their victory against me to make me a villain, where they kill me and my family and then blame me for it. So I've got to have people, because I know how to look at all the angles, folks, and it all just like a computer, like it's working, and the answer comes out. I always know when my answer's right. And today I was already saying I need more security. I was already calling my security people to say this needs to be done, and then I saw this story on InfoWars, and I went and spent 2 hours reading all about the angles of it, and it all just went bzzz. I've got to have people with my family at all times, or any time I'm with them, because I've seen them. There's just so many good men. And they're like, Colonel of Special Forces killed his wife and children, blah, blah, blah. It's all because he exposed child trafficking or whatever. I mean, it's an MO. It's a mode of operation that these people carry out, and I will not be part of it. So here's the deal. I'm going to come back and cover all the news here on the other side. It's like a video game around here, and I could cut back this or that, but that wouldn't fund things. I'm already selling my house that I did as an investment to be able to fund things, and with the stupid real estate thing, it's gone up some. That would run this place for a month or two, all the proceeds from it, and I need that for projects we're working on that I'll just not get into here on air. Legal, lawful, very good things we do. A lot of what we do, nobody ever knows about. That's great. That's my favorite. But I don't have the money. I could sell my boat. What's it worth? $30,000. I could sell my wife's watch. What's that worth? $5,000. I mean, point is, I'm not bitching. I'm just asking you, because I get to the point where we're in the black the first 5 months of this year, in the red, and then we go in the black for like a month, and then the sale ends, and then we're not going to bring enough money to keep operating at the level we are, and I need to be able to get security for peace of mind so that I know that they can't set me up like this. Because they're going to kill me. They're going to do it right out in the open, or set me up, or send me to prison, or kill me in a four-way stop saying it's a carjacking or something like that. I'm not gonna let them do their favorite thing at my house with everybody tied up. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com and buy products today to help fund the InfoWar. I really need your help.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Sunday broadcast, and I got really upset because it crystallized for me all the rhetoric and where the globalists are going and all their preparations and all their statements, the things they say and what they want to do, and their love of Xi Jinping and authoritarianism and dictatorship. Reporter who broke Clinton Lynch tarmac story and received significant death threats found dead. 45-year-old Christopher Sein. And the mainstream media, of course, is like, well, police think it might be a suicide. Yeah, right. I mean, I've interviewed so many people like Gary Webb, who exposed the CIA drug trafficking. And when I went and saw that documentary about him, well, it was a film, but it felt like a documentary, and I got physically sick watching. Because, I mean, I lived that. I knew him well. I interviewed him like 10 times. I was going to put a website up with all his findings when his book came out. We were working together. And he said, well, I just had some spooks, special ops types break into my house and try to break into my safe and stuff, so I got to move. But I'm ready to come on your show in about a month. Can you get this website up? And then, boom, he was dead. Shot twice in the back of the head. They fought back, so they shot him in the back of the head. Blew the jaw off first, and then got him in the back of the head with a shotgun. And they changed the story a whole bunch of times on that. So I've just lived this too much, and it's the same Clinton FBI that burned down Waco, Ruby Ridge, all, it's just the same people. They're a bunch of crazy, murderous lawyers. And they're just completely out of control. And they've never been held accountable for anything they do. So they get more psychotic, more demonic, more crazy by the day. And they, again, they're running giant criminal operations all over the country, all over the world. Child kidnapping rings, child molestation rings. The whole UN child trafficking program is like all over the news. It's all confirmed. Just gigantic amount of information. Just type in United Nations child trafficking, and it's just thousands of articles. In some cases, tens of thousands of children per country kidnapped little babies and killed in snuff films. I mean, when you start to understand just how sick these people are, they're just whacked out beyond anything you could ever imagine. And I've got all this incredible news to cover tonight. So much. I did so much preparation for this show today. And I haven't gotten to a lot of that just because I've been busy on this, because they want a message to reporters. You do not report on Bill Clinton with the attorney general on the tarmac saying, do not investigate, drop the criminal investigation of my wife for all the missing emails and the red-handed information. And it just goes on from there. Yeah, Laura Silsby got convicted smuggling kids out of Haiti. A bunch of them disappeared. And then she just changed her name, and now she runs Amber Alert. Can't make that up. Who do you put in charge of the missing children? Oh, you put her. She'll make sure they get found. Hey, we just found this little girl. She says she's 5 years old. She says this is her name. She wants her mommy. Says her mommy lives in the... Oh, well, we'll make sure that report gets right over to the FBI. I mean, can you imagine being these people? Because they've got, just like they had Peter Daszak and all these Agenda 21, end of the world, transhumanist globalists running the Wuhan lab, and then Facebook's fact checkers before they released the virus was based out of the Wuhan lab. That's their threat fusion command spy base. Because before you launch it, you war game every angle, you look at every angle, you get ready, and then you roll it out, and then you've got the place that launched it that you know is going to get attacked for it with the fact checkers that are then running Facebook, Twitter, Google, Apple, everything. And then they wrote the Lanzik document. And the doctors that got it were told, you will put your names to this because we give you research money around the world. Do not say I'm on it. Well, they leaked the document because they have morals. Well, then a couple of them will probably end up getting killed. Well, that's fine. You can't kill us all, you murdering garbage. And I go on for hours. You understand that's all I do all day is study this, basically. All day. And when you sit there and you look at somebody on TV saying, let's start arresting members of Congress, they're globalists. And then you go research who they are, and it's just, oh my God, it's the same group. Articles about we shouldn't have children, humans are bad, eating meat's bad, world government's what we need, Peter Daszak. And then they lie to you and gaslight you. Fiona Hill was on 60 Minutes last year attacking me, saying I was threatening her and being mean to her and did nothing to her. And she goes, they say I'm a globalist. I don't even know what a globalist is. She was the head of George Soros' main foundation, and she's the chief writer, lead writer at theglobalist.com. Again, that's like Billichick saying, I have no affiliation in my entire life with the New England Patriots. It's preposterous in your face. But that's what you'd expect from Prince Valiant. She has nothing but disrespect for you, nothing but disdain for you. And, I mean, just look at her. She's a miserable monster. And why do we let these people run our lives? Because they think they're insulated from the crimes they commit. They think they're insulated from being exposed. And they are. Remember the guy that made up all the fake stuff about Ukraine? And that Trump was on the phone call saying quid pro quo and all that? And they released the transcript. It wasn't true? Because any presidential call has a transcript of it. And then you couldn't say Eric C. Romella. Because they want their little turds, their little spiders, their little rats, their little sacks of garbage to think that they have immunity. Well, you don't have immunity from God, you little sack of trash. And you had Vittman and all these people. And you don't have immunity once you push your little rat snout too far. Because here's the deal. They are wimps, so they want domination and conquest and war with us because I'm not against nerds. I don't even get into what you call a nerd, because a little guy can be little or into computers be a great person. But there's a certain type of person that wants to be an alpha, but they're not. And then they get into being nerdly, and that's like their cover to commit their crimes. And then anybody that they would call, in modern parlance, a Chad or someone is the enemy, and we'll show you chads while we'll inject you with poison and sit back and watch you die. They're crazy little scientists like Fauci and Gates, and all of them are psychos who and Schwab and all the most untrustworthy, degenerate filth. And it's because men that are strong, men that have will, don't want power and control, so we just sit back and thinking we'll just take care of our family, but these guys aren't going to leave us alone. And so all these people that look like they're from a James Bond Legion of Doom meeting aren't going to stop because it's their evil, grasping nature. They can't help it. They're compelled to scrabble and grasp at power and cook up megalomaniac plots because they're criminals. And they always push too far in history until we have to stand up and stop them. The question is, how do we do that where they don't turn it around and turn themselves into victims and defeat humanity in the process? And I've got a plan. And I've got a lot more to cover on the other side. Stay with us.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Impressed with the Sky TV host out of Australia, Corey Bernardi, and some of the others. They're getting right up there at Tucker Carlson level with their analysis of what's really going on. And this is just a short clip of him talking about how now they're saying if you've had the so-called COVID vaccine, it's a gene therapy, unapproved. It was done by emergency authorization. Just remember that. That if you've taken it, don't fly for several weeks. Now, we pointed this out months ago. I mean, they have heavily studied what they're injecting people with. You know, wait a minute. You just said 60 seconds ago that this was emergency approved, unstudied. It's not been studied by the regular FDA protocols that aren't perfect but are still extensive. And you still have problem vaccines and tainted vaccines and side effects they try to cover up, but that's come out. That's a walk in the park compared to what's going on now. This is heavily tested gene therapy by Fauci at the University of Texas and literally hundreds of other universities. They've been obsessed with the proteins in corona and SARS viruses for 20 years. And Fauci's funded hundreds of studies. And they know that if you give somebody this, it causes autoimmune problems, allergic reactions, and holes in your lungs, holes in your heart, holes in your brain. When your brain starts bleeding, they call that a stroke. So they heavily studied it. That's what's so incredible, is I've looked at, no exaggeration, hundreds of studies. I've read more than 50 of them, but it's always the same study over and over again. I've scanned them. I've shown you a bunch of them here on air. And that's what's crazy about this is you're reading where they go, do not give this to humans. It killed most of the rats. Do not give this to humans. It killed all of the ferrets. Do not give this to, and you're just, and it's like, that's what all the top scientists last year said. Don't do it. It will cause blood clots. It will hurt you. And it'll grow this stuff in your body forever. And each subsequent time you take the shot, it'll get worse. So now they're like, well, you took 2, maybe 3 or 4 or 5 is what you need. I mean, this is cold-blooded. But see, they commit a crime so heinous that no one will ever want to admit they did this. And you look at trendies and liberals, and I'm going to show you some truly sickening footage next segment. It's very sad of what they've done to our people coming up. But right now, let's go to Corey Bernardi over in Australia talking about what the real enemy is, the globalists, the most untrustworthy big pharma, big mega banks that loot the world, that run scams, that run assassination squads. You know the IMF and World Bank have assassination squads. It's come out in the news. I mean, who do you think's going to do the killing? Who do you think's going to kill Alex Jones, Tucker Carlson? Who do you think's going to make a move on President Trump if we don't back down? And we're not backing down. We can't back down. It's not in us. Can't happen. You know, Colonel Travis wrote that last letter to his family, to his son and daughter. His son and my family's keeping on that piece of wallpaper. And he just said, "Victory or death, I can't back down." You know, at that point, he felt more alive than he ever felt. He wasn't a loser. He was a winner. Just like the modern Colonel Travis, this man that died who exposed the Clintons and Loretta Lynch and the FBI and the whole system. That's the reality. They live forever. Not all the scum, not all the trash, not all the cowards. But here is Corey Bernardi laying it out.
Well, here's another inconvenient truth. In other parts of the world, airlines are now advising people who have been vaccinated not to fly. Yep, you heard me correctly. Airlines in Spain and Russia are warning people who have been vaccinated against coronavirus not to travel because of the risk of blood clots. Now, this is a well-known risk of long-haul flights, but it apparently is exacerbated by the potential side effects, the clotting side effects, of the COVID-19 vaccines. It's just another sign that there really isn't anybody in a position of authority you can truly trust anymore. And therein lies the problem. The global push is towards empowering the clearly untrustables with even more authority and control over all of us. These people are already rewriting history to suit themselves. They're poisoning our children's minds with harmful and damaging concepts about race and gender fluidity in schools. They're now insisting we submit to a global medical experiment, even while they've demonstrated they're making little more than educated guesses as to why. For decades, these totalitarians have been taking baby steps towards their final goal, but now they're sprinting towards the finishing line, sensing that victory is near at hand. So it's now up to us to put a stop to this madness. We can't rely on government, I should say, to do it for us, because government are actually a big part of the problem. We need less of them, and we need more of us. Us individuals who ought to be able to make decisions for ourselves, who can wean ourselves off of government dependency and can pursue a mission of individual autonomy and decentralized authority. And the decentralization agenda, it's rapidly emerging, mostly through the use of blockchain technology. It is going to be a game changer, and it's what governments fear most. It will make the army of paper shufflers who exert power over us entirely redundant. It will radically change trade and commerce, money and information as we know it. It will bring immutable trust back into the system while allowing freedom to reign. So try as they might to resist liberty's bell from ringing, the established powers cannot stop what is coming. That's why they've redoubled their efforts to advance their own agenda. But that rush has only exposed their frailty and their hypocrisy. Slowly but surely, the people will wake up. And that's what these plutocratic elites
fear. That's what these plutocratic elites fear. You're absolutely right. Well said. I wish I could say it so crisply, so succinctly in 2 minutes. But that's exactly what we're facing. And what he's hinting at there that I'll cover next segment is why they're bringing everything down, why they're doing this now. And I'm going to explain to you the numbers from IMF World Bank documents that Greg Palast of the BBC, back when the BBC did a decent job some of the time, in 2002. And he got thousands of pages of IMF and World Bank documents linked to him about how they planned next in America within 20 years and Europe to bankrupt and enslave everyone financially the same way they did in Africa, Latin America, and Asia. People are poor in those places. They never let them get wealthy, folks. And then they dumbed them down and had them fight with each other using the media. And now they're going to do that here. In fact, they've done that here. So it's all coming up straight ahead right here on the InfoWar. Remember, I don't know how long we're going to be here, folks. They could take me out any day with that affection. Stay with us.
In the last 16 months, InfoWars researchers have been hard at work developing the ultimate high-quality, affordable systems to boost your body's natural defenses and make you have an overall healthier, happier life. And we now have them available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off. We have the whole food multivitamin system, 25% off introductory price. We have the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, 1,100% of your daily allowance, just of the C alone. Research what that's about. Linus Pauling won a Nobel Prize for it, 25% off. And then Vitamin D3 plus Calcium Gummies, 25% off as well. All three together, 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life Whole Food Multivitamin, the InfoWars Life Vitamin C plus Zinc, InfoWars Life Vitamin D3 and Calcium Gummies. Get all three of these formulas together for 40% off or individually 25% off with free shipping and double Patriot points at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
So again, to understand our story, where we are, former assistant FBI director says arresting GOP Congress people may be needed to really tackle terrorism. You see bizarre statements by Joe Biden saying the number one threat to America is white people. Then he says it's global warming, which means people too. It's all divide and conquer, folks. And we can't take the bait on that. But we have to understand that they're creating real division. So there's going to be black people that buy the propaganda and become violent. There's going to be white people that do it. just like the guy that went and shot up that church. Remember? In the Carolinas. And that's why the left then wants to control the narrative. We'll explain that in a moment. But first, here is that individual, Frank Figliuzzi, on TV last week saying arrest members of Congress with no evidence under anti-terrorism, frustrate their networks. That's all terms for like drone strikes. But these are all terms. And then you wonder why a reporter get exposed, the Clintons and the tarmac and the FBI, and helped bring the Clintons down to a great extent from getting back into office. He crippled them. Well, he gets shot in the head. And we're told before his body's even cold that it was suicide. That always lets you know he was murdered. So, I mean, here he is making this outrageous statement. I mean, if I was up here saying, without trial, let's arrest members of Congress, I would say I should be off the air. I don't agree with that. I want a trial for everybody. Now, to people like Maxine Waters and Dianne Feinstein that have been proven to be on the Chinese payroll, and Mitch McConnell, do they deserve to go to prison for what they've done? Yes. But I wouldn't want it without a trial, because that's something that could happen to my kids or to me. I'm not stupid. That's why we have rules, so I'm protected and so are you. But see, these jerks, they always get rid of the chivalry. They always get rid of the rules, thinking one step ahead, not five steps ahead. And then they're just in my wheelhouse at that point. When I say my wheelhouse, people like me, I don't want war. I don't want death. I don't want any of it, but I'm like a pig in slop once it starts. And there's a lot of people like me who've been like asleep, dormant. And I really feel sorry for the establishment, because I've looked at every possible exit from this, and it does not end well for them anyway they slice it. Because you know why they can't stop what they're doing, right? I mean, that's a subject for another day, but they've got all this scum under them and all this corruption and all the people they've had to pay off that have been promised all this power and money. And so as the Ponzi scheme builds and as money's worth less and less, and as all their scams come to a head, and as all the financial systems fall apart, they need a control grid in place that's their security from their crimes. Because justice is coming for all the things they've done, and so they need to have a police state in place because they've committed so many crimes. I need security because I'm fighting criminals. They're coming after me. But with them, they've got to have tyranny, which they believe is their security from liberty. So here's Frank Figliuzzi with his declaration of war, saying he wants the CIA to arrest members of Congress. That's what Psaki's called for, Biden's called for. This is such a criminal statement. Here it is.
Look, Chris Wray testified publicly on the Hill that what happened on January 6th is domestic terrorism. What have we learned from our experience with international terrorism? In order to address that problem, arresting low-level operatives is merely a speed bump, not a roadblock. In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. And unfortunately, and I know this is painful.
Take it back to the beginning. I know this is painful. We've got to attack. That means kill. And dismantle. That means dismember. Shut down. The brain trust that's the Republicans that don't want to turn the guns in or have pedophiles teach the kids or open the borders and let all you weird lawyers run everything and sell us out to whoever. Just well, I'm a little scumbag lawyer. I wear a fancy suit. Bow down to me. I mean, I'll arrest you. I'm a lawyer. I mean, it's just crazy. I mean, what a psychotic statement. I showed Judge Joe Brown that. He couldn't even believe that was even said. Just go back to it.
Chris Wray testified publicly on the Hill that what happened on January 6th is domestic terrorism. What have we learned from our experience with international terrorism? In order to address that problem, arresting low-level operatives is merely a speed bump, not a roadblock. In order to really tackle terrorism, and this time domestically, you've got to attack and dismantle the command and control element of a terrorist group. And unfortunately, and I know this is painful to hear, that may mean people sitting in Congress right now, people in and around the former president. That's how you do this. Otherwise, recruitment, inciting, and cult-like leadership continues to recruit people to violence.
cult-like leadership. Have you seen the leftists lately? I'm going to get more to this in a moment, but let's play clip 9. And this is a real video. I'm only going to play part of this. It's very painful. Young girl declares over megaphone that she is now a male, and people cheer, cry, and hug her. And this is what they teach in school. You've heard about the colleges where, oh, someone came and protested, and it made them so upset, so they were given Play-Doh, and they sit at one-foot-tall tables like they're babies again. They're given Crayolas and Play-Doh, and they come in the office and they cry. Remember the undercover footage like 5 years ago? Pocket constitutions were being handed out. So they run in and cry. And go, help me, mommy. And they go, oh, here's your Play-Doh. This is weird arrested development mental illness stuff. But now once they invoke you into this, you're a couch potato. You've done nothing in your life. And instead of saying, man, I've done nothing in my life, just say, I'm a boy or I'm a girl. And it's like declare your biology isn't real. To declare who you are even more doesn't exist. So they create all these people who never worked a day in their life, never had a job, been brainwashed by leftist behavior and manipulation. And then all they can do is just squeal and squawk and scream because this person has declared themselves something else. It's the celebration of transhumanism. And there's the weird social worker in the pink dress, like, approvingly looking on at what they've done to people. It just goes on and on. Here it is.
This is kind of scary because I only realized this a couple of days ago, and I've only come out to a few people. I'm a guy.
What? Ah!
I used to be they pronouns. And I'm going to go by Theo.
Yeah.
I called my mom today.
So these are the lost, helpless people that the system is now in total control of. And we've got to take care of them. We're going to pay for their welfare. We're going to pay for their shrinks. We're going to pay for their sex changes. Women are now having their breasts removed because they're saying, I am a man. And so I've got to have my breasts removed. In some cases, they're having their uteruses removed because, you know, that's an affliction on their identity. And they're reporting that white women, particularly in the United States and the UK, have the highest rate of mental illness of anyone on planet Earth. Then, meanwhile, there's a group of men wearing clown outfits that they call whatever it is, saying they're women and that's the new femininity. And this is all just to jam up culture, depopulate, break down society, while we have former assistant FBI directors saying, I know it's painful, we got to take out and dismantle and attack Congress with the CIA. Not a couple hundred people that break in and somebody poops on the floor. But we need to shut down the resistance in America. And so now they're spoiling for that war, spoiling for this big event where the left conquers America. And all the Russians and the Chinese do is look at this and say, you're conquering your own people and waging war on your strongest people. We see you as weak, so suddenly China and others are doing nothing the U.S. says. Because we're a joke, folks. But the left doesn't care. If you're a weird lawyer like this Stiglione guy, he's born to hate this country. His one mission is to take us down. His spirit is kill America.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Big Pharma was born out of the Rockefeller oil industry in 1900 with the petrochemical. The petrochemical then dominated two major industries, plastics and drugs. Companies began synthesizing patented versions of naturally sourced drugs. The natural sources were then made illegal. Pharmaceuticals became medicine. And the sicker people got, the more their industry grew. It's a death cult, and it's up to the individual to escape. Good health begins with a healthy immune system, which needs the proper nutrients to thrive. Nutrients we cannot readily get from our food today. The combinations of vitamin C and zinc and vitamin D3 with calcium have been proven to be what we need to maintain a healthy immune system. Go to InfoWarsStore.com and start supporting your natural immune system now with the Mega Immune Support Pack, now 40% off.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better, and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend
the great Owen Schroyer is coming in to host 2 hours of live radio / TV. And I'm going to go ahead and co-host with him because I got, I won't say emotional, but a little preachery in the first hour. I spent most of the time on this great reporter that exposed the whole FBI being under the control of the deep state, Clinton Mafia, getting his head blown off at his house. And I got to hit all this other news. So let me hit as much as I can right now. And then if your local station doesn't carry Sunday Live, Sunday 6 to 8 p.m. Central, Owen Schroyer, it should. But if they're not, we understand. Just tune in to Infowars.com/show or band.video. Those links get banned on Twitter and Facebook, so you can share this URL to get around the censors. This is the latest URL we're using. That is freeworldnews.tv, freeworldnews.tv. And then again, if you're watching this as a tape transmission later, I would just simply ask that you click below and share the link. Okay, let me... Again, this all ties together, and I want to walk through all this, because the globalists want to kill black people, they want to sterilize black people, they do more illegal testing, more weird, evil crap to black people than anybody else. I mean, if I tried to even go through it, it would take 10 years, okay? Everybody knows about injecting black folks with syphilis, and everybody knows about them giving them polio in Africa and getting caught, and Bill Gates getting caught. I mean, that's in Reuters, folks. This is out there. It would just take me 10 years. quite frankly. It's so much that there's always new stuff you're learning. It's so horrible. But then the very group killing black people and dumbing them down and shipping drugs in their neighborhoods and giving them gangster rap on record to cause them to kill each other so that they could then be put in prison tells you all day how much they love black people and how they're just so sweet. And you drive down the road, almost all the billboards are black people for every corporation, and all the big TV ads are black people. The globalist corporations are putting a black face on everything they do. Because they go, oh, black people are victims, and you got to be nice to them. And then the corporations then say, we're black people. It's very simple camouflage. Because if you're going to kill the black people, you are going to then sit there and carry out your operations and say, black people are doing this. And at a subconscious level, if you hate the government, you hate the corporations, you hate the UN, you hate the Chi-Coms, you hate all this, and then it's got a black face, what do you do? So I don't sit up here like some white savior and go, oh, the poor black people, they're victims. I'm saying this because they're black and I love them. They're just people like me. They better figure this out or get dead just like me. We're all in the same boat here. We're not Klaus Schwab. We're not Bill Gates. Do we love God or we love Satan? Or are we a dumbass that says neither one exists? That's the three choices. You're for Satan, you're for God, or you're a dumbass. And of course, Satanists are dumbasses too, but not as dumb as those that say there is no God. So here's a great example of this. Most of the mass shootings in America that you hear about that are still pretty rare are gang-related. So it's Hispanic on Hispanic, it's black on black, and when it is a gang of whites, sometimes motorcycle gangs, it's white on white. Look at the Hells Angels and the group they were fighting out in California and all over the country, the Mongols. So that's how it works. So when I hear about nightclub shot up in Miami, no one would say what it was about. So I looked it up. It's a black nightclub. And I go, I bet black people went and shot that up. Sure enough, it was two rival gangs. It's not about what color they were. It's the reality of it. If I hear some right-wing square dance going on in the middle of Alabama, had a shooting at it, I'll go, well, that must be some white gangs killing each other. And, of course, happens every once in a while. It is. So here's what I'm getting at, ladies and gentlemen. This story is so huge because it's not about protecting black people. It's about the media, the controlled corporate media, being able to set the precedent that whenever they want, they can hide a fact. Because I can tell you, right here in Austin, it started with Arde Saveda, who's a big Democrat, and it's gotten way worse now. There'll be a serious, because I lived down there when I was in a divorce. I couldn't get a house, so I had to rent a place. And, I mean, there were shootings and killings down there in the most elite part of downtown, 2nd Street, all that area. And you'd hear, oh, that happened in East Austin over on Chacon and 12th. No, it didn't. It happened on 2nd Colorado because I saw it. I heard the gunshots. So that's why this is so dangerous. So you've got a hip-hop concert going on. Who do you think's going to be at that? A lot of people, but a lot of black folks. And here's the news. Mass shooting in Austin. Texas leaves 13 wounded. Now, can you imagine if it would have been a white person that shot into a crowd of mixed people? It didn't matter why he did it. They'd say it was white supremacist. Or if a cop randomly shot some thug, they'd say the cops are all bad. But instead, you get 13 people shot, a couple of them in the head, critical condition, and the police have a press conference and say, black male, dreadlocks, skinny, black shirt. That's a pretty good description. Like, who drove by and shot you? White pickup truck, black car, red car, green car, silver car. You need that. Only Fox carried that press conference. Every other channel didn't. But the Austin American Statesman went one further. They said, editor's note, police have only released a vague description of the suspect shooter as of Saturday morning. The Austin American Statesman is not including the description as it is too vague. They still have, by the way, at this time to be useful in identifying the shooter, and such publication could be harmful in perpetrating stereotypes. If more detailed information is released, we will update the reporting. They still have it. Last time I checked, an hour ago. So why is that so important? Why is that so over the top? Because what color somebody is, what they're wearing, what they're driving, what they're dressed like, is evidentiary to stop them and find them. But the level is so insane that it doesn't matter 13 are shot, two of them fight for their lives. By the way, it was black folks. Turns out he was shooting at them. So it doesn't matter, black people got shot and are almost dead. No. Killing people or almost killing them isn't important. The matter is not continuing a stereotype. Oh, really? Of a gangster culture, a thug culture that doesn't value life, where people should be repudiated for that. So that's mind control, folks, to say a man with a penis is a woman and should be given a pap smear at a hospital or the nurse is fired. Nurse is like, you don't have a vagina. The hospital says, you'll do a pap smear, you'll be fired. That happens in America now. That happens in the UK now. That's a cult. And now, hey, we're going to put out the All Points Bulletin. This is a white guy, whatever, black guy. No, if it's a white guy or Hispanic, they'll do it. But they go, oh, the black people, we love them so much, we're not going to even say it was a black person did it. Then the same media, the very same media, will say whiteness is a disease and white people are inherently bad. And Joe Biden gets up on TV and says the number one thing killing people is white supremacy and the white people are killing everybody. But isn't it kind of true? Because the globalists are mainly white. They're killing everybody, but it's not average white people out doing it. It's the globalists, the UN, and their whole program. That is crazy. I mean, if you've got somebody on the loose that just shot 13 people, two of them in the head, almost dead, and you won't say what color they are because that's racist, that's crazy. That is mind control, and that means you'll do anything. And that's directed from on high by the editors and others that want to sell us on the idea of censorship and control. Next hour, I'm going to host part with Owen Schroyer. He's about to come in. Band.video, Infowars.com. Some of the great stations pick me up, pick Owen up. Hope you do. He's also on 3 to 6 p.m. weekdays with the great War Room, and of course, American Journal is also an excellent transmission. Harris and Smith, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. at Infowars.com. And we're here fighting for America. We're here fighting for justice. We're here fighting for freedom. We're here just going 110%, and we appreciate you. And we're having great victories despite all the censorship and attacks because of your word of mouth and your support, so keep it up. Coming up next hour, didn't hit this yet. Exclusive defense. Department admits major defector has been there for over a year. Provide evidence the Chinese military orchestrated the creation of the COVID-19 and released the bioweapon. And, of course, they did. That is so huge. They do not want you to know this. Be a participant, not a spectator. Spread the word now with Sunday Live coming up. We're going to expose it. And Italy halts the use of AstraZeneca's vaccine in those under 60 and other news. These vaccines are getting banned everywhere, but they gaslight us and say we're crazy for not wanting them. And separately, we've got a new sale, still free shipping and double Patriot points on these three items. Our whole food multivitamin, highest quality multivitamin. We've got the new D3 that's so good for your immune system and your body. And we've got the new, of course, 1,100% of what you need of vitamin C. That's that magic Nobel Prize winning number, so good for your immune system and body. The Linus Pauling talked about, we've got that as well with the zinc. It's all there. Vitamin D with calcium, the whole food multivitamin, and, of course, vitamin C with rose hemp and more. Infowarsstore.com, 40% off with the combo. Trifecta together. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.